Head to netsuite.com/briefing now for their one-of-a-kind flexible financing program.
Hello from CNN, I'm Jo Beck, with the five things you need to know for Monday, April 15th. Israel has vowed to respond after Iran launched an unprecedented large-scale drone and missile attack over the weekend. But it's not clear what that response will look like. Israel's military said more than 300 projectiles were fired towards Israeli territory, and 99% were intercepted. Reactions from leaders around the world have been pouring in, some condemning the attack and some calling for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza, but almost all of them are urging both sides to show restraint. Israel had been expecting an attack in retaliation for a deadly suspected Israeli strike on an Iranian diplomatic complex in Syria earlier this month. CNN's Paula Hancock has more.
Well, Jo, Israel's war cabinet met for hours on Sunday to try and come up with a response to Iran's attacks. They'll meet again on Monday. But the meeting ended without a decision. We understand there's disagreement on timing and scope, but there is agreement that some kind of a response is necessary. The US has said it will not participate in any offensive action against Iran, and Iran warns that any attack would be met by an even stronger response. Fears of escalation in this region are acute.
Donald Trump makes history today as the first former US president to face a criminal trial. He's accused of covering up hush money payments made to adult film star Stormy Daniels so she would stay quiet about an alleged affair with him. She's expected to be called as a witness in the trial, along with some other high-profile names. The whole thing is expected to last about 2 months and starts off with jury selection, which could take a while. CNN's Zachary Cohen says that when the jury is in place, Trump will be on show.
Going forward, Trump will largely trade the campaign trail for the courtroom, where he's expected to be 4 days a week. It appears likely that Trump will continue to try to use his court appearances to rally support for his presidential campaign. But despite the showmanship, the stakes are high for the former president. He faces 34 felony counts for falsifying business records in the first degree. And if convicted, he could be sentenced to probation or a maximum of 4 years in state prison on each count.
Trump has pleaded not guilty and says the affair never happened. Police in Australia say a man who went on a stabbing rampage in a Sydney shopping mall on Saturday may have been targeting women.
The videos speak for themselves, don't they? And that's certainly a line of inquiry for us. It's obvious to me, it's obvious to detectives that seems to be an area of interest that the offender had focused on women and avoided the men.
Five women were among the six people killed by 40-year-old Joel Couchy. His killing spree only ended when he was shot dead at the scene by an officer who single-handedly chased him through the mall. Police say Couchy suffered from mental health issues and had interacted with authorities in street checks over the past few years. It's April 15th, and that means the tax filing deadline is here. So if you haven't filed your 2023 tax return with the IRS and owe income tax, you need to do it today or apply for an extension to avoid penalties. Even if you can't file a full return, you can submit a form to get an automatic 6-month extension to file, but any outstanding balance will still be due today. Unless, of course, you live in Maine, Massachusetts, or Washington, D.C., where observed holidays mean you've got an extra day or two. Up next, I'll tell you which golfer is the proud owner of a new green jacket. Scottie Scheffler won his second Masters title this weekend. The world number one arrived at the tournament as the odds-on favourite, and he finished 4 shots ahead of Sweden's Ludvig Åberg yesterday. This was Scheffler's 9th PGA Tour title and 3rd win in his last 4 starts. Strong wind swept away many of his big-name rivals across the week, and the only person who looked like they were capable of denying Scheffler another green jacket was his unborn child. Scheffler's wife is due in the next few weeks, and he said he'd leave the tournament early if she went into labour, but luckily for him, she held on. That's all for now. I'll be back with more news at 9 a.m. But if you can't wait that long, you can now also watch 5 Things. Kate Baldwin will give you 5 stories to start your day every weekday at 7 a.m. Eastern Time on Max.
Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/briefing. netsuite.com/briefing.